me? Excuse me? Do you know where this tunnel goes?
Well, sorry, I don't live here.
Okay, thanks anyway. Oh, excuse me, do you know how to get to...
Sorry, I'm just in transit, my dear. It's so confusing, isn't it?
Yes, I know, everyone's so... Sorry, I didn't see your tail there. I'm looking for Vagabond's Reach. Can anyone help me?
Yeah, miss. Vagabond's Reach, you say? Down here.
Oh, can you help?
With a small fee, I can help find anything.
An entire planet is a transportation hub. It's just... Oh, it's a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, right enough. Down here.
Are you sure this is...
Oh, no.
What is that?
Nothing is on my business, Fury.
Golly, I didn't...
I don't think you were going to share the takings, were you?
Oh, get your suckers off me, you horrible octopus.
I think you're hurting him.
Only way to treat a thief. Lowest of the low. Leading you down here to rob your blind. Weren't you, Floria?
It's so confusing, this place. Everyone's rushing, changing planes and rockets. The entire universe passing through.
Let me go!
When I'm ready. Now then, it's not confusing to me. I live here. Are you lost property?
No. I mean, he was helping me find,
Then don't be rude. Come closer and be friendly. My name is Gully. I look after lost things. Nice to meet you.
Oh, I'm Cora. I don't know what to shake.
Touch my suckers. Stick with me.
Oh, my. Actually, I won't.
What have you got there? Hidden under your coat? Stop wriggling, Florian!
I'm just going to... I'm sure it's just up here.
But I'll look after you! Come back, lost thing! Something dropped! Something lost! And everything lost on Calibris belongs to me!
Oh, thanks, Gully. Oh, I knew you'd see sense. Just let me go, eh?
Let you go? Why would I do that? No, I want to see if this little beauty really is what I think it is.
No, please.
Time Reaver. Oh, I love how slowly they scream.
There is no planet of the boys.
There's a million trillion planets out there. Somewhere, there is a planet of the boys just dancing about in their pants. Stands to reason.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure they worship wenches.
They will when they see me in this.
In any way, it doesn't matter. The TARDIS needs parts. Gravity dampers.
What?
Green handle.
I'm on it.
Hear that? We need a new fluid link. I can't fix it. We've got to take it to a garage.
A garage? Boring!
Oh, why? What do you do when your car breaks down?
Well, I mostly stand on the pavement looking sad yet optimistic. Should I get changed?
No time! Keep holding that button! Wench up and wrench up, Donna! It's not just any old garage. It's Calibris!
Finally, a door. Hello? You have to help me. I got lost in the tunnels. This octopus thing came after me. Help me, please.
What are you doing coming in the back way? Why were you down in the tunnels?
I got lost.
Did you now?
No, no, there's a monster out there. It's hideous. We should close the door.
Oh, I think I can manage that myself.
Oh, no. No, stay back.
Tie up the lost thing. It dropped something in the tunnels. Something very interesting.
No! No, please, no!
Psychic earplugs. You only hear what you're focusing on. You hear what you want to hear.
Right, you got anything for noses? This planet smells of diesel.
Calibris! Brilliant place! An entirely mechanical planet. Catch, hitch, fuel fix, buy, pretty much any kind of transportation in existence. Rocket trains shoot right through the middle of it. Wormholes transport you instantaneously if you can afford it. A mate of mine got press ganged here onto a sunshot galleon full of scoundrels, Calibris. Yeah, come to think of it, I should probably look him up.
So, basically, it's a planet-sized King's Cross.
Yeah, if you like. Oh, look at those old dark matter tenders. Beautiful. Ah, I wouldn't walk there.
But it's a nice bit of green in the middle of all this... Oh, what's that big hole?
Wormhole Express, I told you, get back.
How does that work?
Don't ask. Also, don't eat before you take it. Whoa, dodgy stabilisers.
Do you secretly just like this place because it makes you think the TARDIS is the most brilliant of all the ships?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Well... you do!
Oh, bit noisy!
These earplugs are working! Sounds like a cat eating bees! Is that... It is! Yeah, it's a busker! Oi! You, stop it!
Just trying to earn a crust, my lady.
And that's what you're best at, is it?
How'd you get through the psychic earplugs? Oh, frequency dissimulator, right.
Oh, no, stop!
Please,
come on,
stop.
Come on, please, oh. Be fair!
Well, for a small fee...
Oh, well, that's not busking, is it? That's money with menaces.
Now, here, I'll take it, please.
Thank you, milady.
Oh, Donna, you gave him your watch.
If there's one thing I don't need hanging around with you, it's a watch.
Halt! Busker's license, please.
Ah, I totally left it at, I was just leaving.
You have been witnessed busking on a public highway. License, please.
Have you got the,
Here we are, officer. I was just examining it myself.
It says on here, this man failed all of his music exams and won Worst Musician of the Year at several major awards ceremonies.
Hey.
Yeah.
Fine. Carry on.
Who are they? The Trumpet Police?
I'm not sure. Jade isn't too good for you.
Thank you.
Still, that's a bit heavy-handed. Since when is a militia interested in a busker? In fact, since when has there been a militia on Calibris at all? Come on, my mate Soren's place is just along here.
Let me go, please!
Now, what did I find in lost property?
Is that what I think it is, boss?
Haven't seen these on Calibris for a long time. Then, recently they started popping up here and there. I'd like some more.
I don't have any more. It's not even mine.
Shush, you turn, lads! Test the merchandise!
Go on, boss.
Let's see if you're in a more cooperative mood later, shall we? Much, much later. For you. Pull the ropes a little tighter. That's it. Not too comfortable. Set the dosage way down low. Don't want to waste it. Draw back the barrel.
No! No! Why can't I move? Why can't I talk? Why can't I breathe? I'm going mad. I remember, he shot me with that thing, and now I've been here hours and hours and days, I can't sleep, I can't move, I want my dad, I can't scream. Can I scream?
Fluid link. You would steal the Type 40, Doc.
Doc?
No. Well, you know how it is, Soren, when you've got to leave in a hurry.
It gets harder every year to source the parts.
Yes, it does.
Where'd you get all this stuff?
Oh, tell her not to ask questions, Doc.
What's with all the soldiers everywhere?
You tell her. Well, actually, that's a good question.
No, it's all change on Calibris. New customs authority trying to straighten us out good and proper. It's all about receipts and paperwork, and they won't be getting it from me.
Oh, it's adorable when they try and legislate the place. Who are the willing victims this time?
Vicentians.
Of course, Vicentians. Well, well.
Oh, no, at least the Groff were a bit of a laugh.
Who are you talking about?
Vicentians, very advanced. Educated, organised, communal race. Tiny place, Vicentia.
Well, they wouldn't let me in.
No, they wouldn't. They have rules against people like you. Mind you, they have rules against people like basically everyone.
Are they evil?
No, quite the reverse. Just thorough, law-abiding, sticklers. It's just the love they have for paperwork.
Time travellers have issues with paperwork.
Out of fluid links. I tell you what, give me an hour. I'll knock you something up.
Open up! Customs duty! I command you to open up under Section 7/43 of the 2.1 Star Act.
Oh, no.
Who's that?
Later, Doc. Just going through the back to get all the absolutely correct documents. Won't be a mo.
I charge you for the second time to open up.
Do you think they know that door's already open? Because it's, you know, a shop in the middle of the day.
Entering of the premises will commence.
Where did Soren get to? That back room's tiny.
Hatches in the floors and tunnels underground, they're everywhere on Calibris. It's metal all the way down. Handy for a quick getaway. Oh, come in. We're just leaving.
We have reports of unlicensed trading at this address. Can someone sign a receipt for the door?
And all I can hear and all I can feel on and on is the beat of my heart and the rope on my wrists. No one's helping. Please, Dad, please help. All I can see for days. Has it been days? Thing, that monster, all the time. Please help me. I can't bear it.
One second. 2 seconds. Or is it 1 hour? 2 hours. How long does it feel? My distal cephalopodic limb on your little dry face for the longest time. Over those holes you breathe through. I want more of those gums, little girl. I want them all.
Now what? I don't suppose there's a coffee shop where we can wait.
No, there is a tavern. It's a bit...
Tell you what, this fella looks like he knows where to have fun. Right, hold on, I think there's something really wrong with him. Doctor! Here, down this tunnel.
Oh, Calibrian rum and space lag. A nasty combination.
No, look. Hello? What's wrong? Are you hurt? How many of you are there down there?
Help us!
Right, there's something odd. Traces of time modulator, though. That's not good.
What is it?
Their subjective experience of time has been slowed down. I've seen it before.
Excuse me. Do you have a license for that device?
You lot again. Look, do something useful and get these people some help.
More victims! Round them up!
Be careful!
Listen to her. Every touch feels like hours to them, years even. Are you in charge, officer? Captain?
Captain Main.
Captain Main, what do you know about this? Why are the Vicentians here? You never bothered with Calibris before.
Calibris didn't have time reaver guns before.
Oh. Oh, no.
What was a time reaver gun?
Oh, this is worse than not good. So what, the Vicentians kindly volunteered to clean up the mess?
Somebody has to. We're taking no chances. We've already lost one of our own.
But how? I mean, who can even make one now?
I don't know. My job's just tracking things down.
Oh, by checking everyone's credentials.
Seems a good place to start. These people will be questioned.
But it'll take them weeks to answer, if they even live that long.
Why? What'll happen to them?
The Time Reaver. Lifesucker. The Endurer. And there are lots of names for it. Deadliest of weapons, and it doesn't even kill you. Not at first. It's outlawed in every major galaxy. Banned by every civilization evolved enough to invent it. Oh, I thought they were gone.
Okay, but what is it?
It's a time modulator. You get shot, and every instant that passes feels like an hour. Get caught in a Time Reaver bomb blast, and you feel it burning for months.
Time Reaver bomb?
Oh, yeah, you can pop the ammo pod and wire it into all kinds of other nasty devices. As if the universe didn't have enough weapons. I need to see the Chief Customs Officer.
Have you filled in the form?
Tell you what, we have got no licenses of any kind whatsoever. Arrest us.
This time reader thing, I mean, you stop time every 10 minutes.
I do not.
Yes, you do. What about that time I was beating you at backgammon and you put the board in a time lock till I got fed up and did something else?
That was completely different.
Yeah, because you were getting owned. Owned.
I was not.
Owned.
Look, if you get shot by a time reaver when you're happy, you'll do nothing but crave more for the rest of your very short life. If you get shot when you're in pain, you will never recover. Either way, it leaves every civilization it touches a blasted heap.
Keep up! Almost there!
Those people in the tunnels, they were like skeletons. Is that what happens?
That's what happens when you shoot yourself on purpose. They're time-reaving themselves. They're trying to prolong happy experiences.
Does it work?
Until they starve to death. Come on.
She's back. Listen, girl. The streets of Calibris have had an appetizer, but they want more. You give me all the time reavers you've got, and there's no more foraging for me. You understand?
I do.
No more dredging or living on the remains of the lost, on the wrecks. Sweat of the missing and the scared, and the bitter taste of those who'll never be missed. So, tell me.
I can't.
You will enter the customs house and present yourselves at reception for processing. Take a ticket and wait.
And that's how you arrest someone?
Procedures were implemented after a thorough consultation process.
That's for sentience for you. Thanks for the escort.
And what will you lot be doing in the meantime?
I have 379 premises to check for correct documentation and records of goods.
You what? No one's going to write down time reavers in their stock take?
We won't know until we check.
Yeah, leave it, Donna. Run along, Captain Main. We'll see ourselves in.
Oh, impressive building.
Oh, you don't want to know what goes on in there. The customs house has hosted some of the most notorious escapees and smugglers in the galaxy. Burned down 9 times. Survived the great siege of...
Oh,
it looks like a coffee shop.
It does. It looks a lot like a coffee shop.
You said they didn't have coffee shops.
Welcome, visitors, to our holistic customs office experience. Coffee?
Is there rum in it?
No, sir. This is the customs house.
Oh, lovely. What's up with your face?
Well, you don't have coffee shops on Calibris. You have buccaneers and stowaways and monkeys dressed as pirates and wenches.
I think you're...
And gas vents and dodgy dealings and cutlasses. Not... Is that a scone?
Oh, thank you.
No. This is all wrong.
Would a scone help?
No. Hey, we've been arrested. Can I see the customs officer?
Have you got...
No. Through here, is it?
Yes, but...
Thanks for the coffee.
Hello there. Hi. Nice to meet you.
You're in charge.
Officer Roan, Chief of Customs.
I need some answers.
Sorry, has there been some mix-up? You're not on my agenda.
I am now.
Sorry, he's upset about the scones, among other things.
So, the Vicintians are running Calibris now.
Don't you think it's an improvement?
I don't think anything's an improvement with Time Reavers loose on the streets.
That's what we're here to stop. Zero tolerance, mister.
I'm the doctor, and I'm here to help.
We are capable of looking after our own affairs, doctor. If you'd like to return to reception...
No, I don't think you heard me. I'm helping. Whether you like it or not.
Please.
Listen to me, Officer Roan. I have seen Time Reavers before. I've seen a man kept on the brink of death for near eternity until he changed his will. A mother using them to keep her own child from leaving home. Time Reavers were stamped out, eradicated.
We know. We kept the records in our sector of space. I know what this technology can do in the wrong hands.
Then you know you need to try harder.
Listen, Officer Roan, we really mean it. We want to help. The Doctor's sort of an expert in this stuff.
Sort of? I'm a Time Lord. You have no idea what you're dealing with, Roan. I do.
A Time Lord?
Yeah, go ahead. Check your files. Run a body scan. Memory trace. Do whatever you need to convince yourself I'm telling the truth.
I see. It's true. But I thought... None of the locals will help. One of our people's been taken, we think, by a gang dealing Time Reavers. The supplies stopped for now, but we're turning the town upside down to find her. So far, nobody's been remotely helpful.
Well, that'll be the big guns and the boots and the marching and the forced scones.
Doctor.
One moment. Here. Authorization for you to act on my behalf in all matters related to the Time Reaver investigation.
Thank you. I usually handle the paperwork.
Believe me, I'm grateful for any assistance you can offer.
Finally! So, where to start looking for illegal weapons and a kidnapped Vicintian? Takes a traveller to know a terminus very well, and I, let me tell you, am quite the traveller. I think it's time we paid a visit to Vagabond's Reach.
We could have had guns. All we've got is this piece of paper.
Doesn't matter on Calibris. Trust me, Donna. Turn up with an armed escort where we are going. We won't get through the door.
There was something else up with Roan. Do you think he's hiding something?
What, apart from more paperwork? No. It's best we handle this. Plus, don't tell anyone, but I quite like Vagabond's Reach. Ah, there it is! Vagabond's Reach, tavern of taverns, most feared social environment in the galaxy.
You've never been up Sugar Hut on a Tuesday.
We don't know everything about them. Ready?
Is this the front door? They don't even have bouncers.
Basically, think of them all as bouncers.
I can ask again with a stronger dose.
Please, no!
Boss, we got company.
Oh. Well, that was annoyingly straightforward. I was hoping we might have time for a tankard of the famous Calibrian you-know-what. Oh, well. Hello there!
Ah, a stranger!
Oh, friend you haven't met yet.
Who are you?
I'm someone who unties girls from chairs.
I'm Gally, and in my home you follow my rules.
Everything all right over there?
Not really, no.
That was your warning. Now get out!
Doctor, he's breaking all the furniture.
I think perhaps there is such a thing as too many tentacles.
Well, you did say you wanted more cutlasses.
Oh, you're staying then! Dawn, bolt the doors!
Doctor!
If only I'm more interested in sport!
Now stay still!
Why? So you'd be better at skipping? Watch out!
Oh! Thanks! No, the screens! I wish I knew who was playing tonight!
Doctor, behind this table!
The blues.
Seriously?
One side is always the blues.
Nowhere to run, stranger! Eight hands! That table is matchwood!
Come on, the blues!
Yeah, the blues! The blues suck! Come on, we're here and share that!
Gentlemen! I'm trying to...
Blues!
Quick, Donna! Crawl under the benches, meet me at our damsel in distress.
What about him?
I'm taking a more direct route.
What about that gullyfish thing with all the swords?
He's by the bar.
A little trick I did last time.
Calibrian ale! All the house! Back all over the house. Fill up your tankards!
Try the blues!
Get me out of here, please!
All right. Think you can run?
How long have I been here?
He's not. All right, I'm covered in goo.
This floor is filthy. Hello, I'm Donna. Hi, I'm Cora.
You're free. Follow me. I suggest we crawl.
He seems to know the way. Apparently he's a regular.
Delivery hatch! Down here, come on!
Where they go? After them! Find them!
Service tunnels. It'll take them a while coming the long way around. I should check we're on the right track. Wait here, you two.
Cora? Are you okay?
Oh, that octopus thing. He's so...
It's all right, I know. What were you doing there?
I've never been to Calibris before. I was just looking around. I'm not a very good tourist.
You're Vicintian, right? What's it like back home, then?
It's quiet. A lot quieter than here.
Yeah, most places are.
Farms, mostly. Peaceful. The sun's so huge, I can't tell you. When it goes down, it fills the entire sky. A big, huge ball of pink.
Sounds lovely. Why'd you come here?
Oh, have you ever looked at your life and thought, this isn't what I had in mind? This isn't what I wanted at all? I just want to throw it all up and do something completely different.
I have, yeah.
Well, that was mostly before I got tied up by an octopus and shot with a time reaver.
It actually shot you?
Just a tiny dose to soften me up. Oh, but it's horrible. The panic, the pain. The universe is not what I thought it'd be like at all.
Don't worry. You'll be safe with... never mind.
Not that way, then. Down there!
Move!
Where to?
Does it matter? Come on! Which way now?
Round here!
Oh no!
Doctor! Sorin, I am very glad it's you. What are you doing down here? Hang on. Hang on, you're not with Gully, are you?
Oh, that gangster? No chance. I was just in Vagabond's Reach, weren't I? And by the way, the blues are totally awesome. Oh, it's you.
What do you mean?
Well done, Doc. You caught the evil little beast.
It's no good. We've got to be smarter than this.
What you reckon, boss? Cardine thinks they went down the connector levels.
You idiot, Dawn. You should have been watching her. Half as many arms as me, you've half as many brain cells, too.
No, boss. Wait. I got an idea.
You know what? So have I.
No!
She is. She's the one who brought the time reaver in.
Hey, leave me alone.
What? How do you know?
Because she tried to sell it to me. I told her what for. That'll be how she ended up at Vagabond's Reach, looking for a buyer.
Cora, is this true?
Hold on, can you feel that?
They're changing the tracks over. These are terminal connection tunnels.
Hang on. We're standing right now in the middle of a tunnel actual trains come through.
Yeah, and that's the rocket track coming down. We should...
Doctor!
Don't worry, we'd be able to hear if a train was coming. Unless you didn't want to hear.
Unless you're wearing psychic earplugs. Hold on, get these things out!
Move! To the side!
Sorin knew it was coming. So did Cora. She's jumping the tracks. Cora! Come back!
Donna! Donna!
She went after the girl.
They're gone! They must have made it across the tracks.
You hope they did. There wouldn't be much left if they didn't.
Donna!
Wait up, Doc!
tunnel to reach Iggy! That way's closed!
Now there's 1,000 places they could be! Right, we need help to look for them. And I need a straight answer out of Officer Roan.
Cora, wait!
Ugh, I made such a mess. What will he say? I can't go back now. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Cora, please listen. The doctor will help. We both will.
Really?
I promise. Just tell me why. Tell me why you've got the time, Reavers. Tell me what you'll do.
Officer Rowe!
Doctor?
Why is one of your people selling time reavers on Calibris? It's like sending a field mouse into a snake pit. Where did those weapons come from?
Would you like an...
No, I don't want any coffee! I want your help to find my friend. And I want the truth.
Oh, you don't know about Vicentia.
Sitting in fields, eating biscuits and weaving, isn't it?
It's dying, Doctor. Vicentia is dying.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Your planet was very beautiful.
The sun fills the sky now, bigger every day. We will watch the final sunset and die with our world. We are Vicentia, and Vicentia's time is over. We accept that.
So why spend your final days making a weapon? And why give it to a child?
She stole it. She doesn't understand. Because you have to believe me. For us, it was never meant to be a weapon.
What do you do when your planet's dying? Do you all move?
It's not practical. There are 90 billion of us. Nobody wants us as refugees.
Well, I know this would be hard, but can't some of you leave?
I don't understand.
Can't some go and leave the rest behind? I don't know how you decide. How could anyone? But surely that would be better.
We can't. Vicentians are a collective race, Donna. We do everything together, everything by the rules. We like to be the same.
What, none of you will leave because all of you can't?
That's right. But there was a plan.
That is a terrible, terrible plan! Everyone's sitting watching the final sunset, shooting themselves gently with a time reaver. And it never occurred to you that someone might just steal it and try and sell it on.
It's not the way of our people. That's why I was granted permission to come.
Oh, you peace-loving, basket-weaving, crime-free, ever-so-organized Vicentians.
Doctor!
60 million people travel through Calibris every day. If one of them takes a time reaver back to their home planet, reverse engineers it, lets it loose on the galaxy, there will be millennia of screaming, Roan. Lost voices howling into an endless void.
I see that now. We confiscated the time reavers a long time ago. I was studying them, working out how to make enough for everyone. Cora broke into the research facility, took the samples. It's all my fault.
She stole them. To escape, to sell. She's an arms dealer.
Oh, she's more than that, Doctor. She's my daughter.
Dad works so hard. He truly believed it was the only way to make it bearable for everyone. To be together at the end, forever.
I think it's nice. Everyone all together, holding each other, wringing every last long, beautiful second out of life.
I thought other people might think it was nice too. I didn't want to sell weapons.
No, you wanted to sell sunset.
Shh!
What's that?
Please help.
He's from the tavern. He's one of Gully's men.
What happened to you?
Shot with time reaver. The pain.
Oh, I know what it's like. Did he punish you for letting me get away? Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Let me help.
Wait, Cora.
Oh, please, don't worry. It will wear off. Oh, I wish I'd never brought it. I thought people would buy it for nice things like parties and dancing and falling in love. I'm so...
Gotcha.
Let her go.
Not now, Red. I got 2 blasters and 2 arms free to carry you both.
Get off!
What did you think? Gully would just let you march off? Blimmin' tourists.
Right, Doc.
Ah, Soren, there you are.
Right, everyone from commercial districts on board. We'll start on the upper levels.
Soren and his friends know these tunnels. If Calibrians and Vicentians work together, you can scour this place.
I understand.
We'll find Donna and Cora, or we'll find the Time Reavers first. Soren, tell him how many tunnels?
4 million kilometers.
What?
Yeah, more or less, but only a small proportion is walkable. It narrows it down. Some tunnels are poisonous, depends what they transport. Some have fuel flowing through, some have got oil.
You've got to watch for those gas fences. Oh, and double-check the timetables. Some of those ships don't make a sound. Are they move at half
Let's
the
just,
speed.
Just get started. They can't have got far.
Attention, Vicentians. Return to the customs house for new orders. Repeat, return to the customs house.
All customs guards, return to customs house now.
Oh, what did that octopus glue onto my back? I can't get it off.
Let's just get you both to the customs house.
We don't want to go to the customs house.
That's why I brought the blasters.
What's Gully stuck on Donna?
I think you know.
The doctor said you can modify these time reavers, turn them into bombs.
Imagine living through the explosion, the fire, the fumes, for years.
Every instant lasts for hours.
Oh no, please no. I thought people want time reavers for longer holidays and weddings and things.
You thought people would want longer weddings?
I never meant...
Quiet! We're here. You, inside. You, stay and watch. Gully thinks it'll jog your memory.
I'm not doing it!
Should have evolved as many arms as me then. Bit of an advantage. Move! Or I'll blast a little girly right here.
All right.
Can I help you?
I'm getting reports from the patrols.
Anything?
Not yet. But with the Calibrians' help, we'll find them, Doctor.
Right, I'll get out there myself. I can always use... Oh, hang on. Oh, I should have thought of this before.
What are you doing?
I'm tuning my psychic earplugs. If I use a frequency dissimulator, I might be able to hear something.
Doctor, where are you?
No!
What is it?
Donna's right outside. And I think she's got a bomb.
Excuse me, can I help you? There's something on your back.
What? I know. And someone's blocking the door. Is there another exit?
Madam, you can't...
I've got a bomb strapped to my back, so unless you want a very sudden change of decor in here, show me another way out.
Donna!
Miss, please!
Cora's outside. One of Gully's men has got hold of her. Doctor!
Donna, stay calm. Everybody else, stay back! She's wired. It's a Time Reaver bomb.
That's not helping me stay calm.
Turn around and take off the backpack, miss.
I can't. Gully fixed it on with goo from his suckers.
Now, hold still.
Come watch it!
No, can't shift it. Hands, Donna. We know it is.
You what?
Gern Via. Oh, I'm not sure I like that one.
Doctor, what are you doing?
Getting you away from other people, and thank you. Yes, that was a spectacular leap through that pane of glass. Come on.
Oi, get back in there.
Donna!
Customs officers, charge your weapons. Surround that man.
You can't touch me. Not without a warrant signed by...
Cora, I've got you.
Dad! Oh, Dad! What now? This thing's still ticking.
With me, Donna, run!
I can't get it off!
As soon as we're away from the crowds, I can fix that.
The Wormhole Express is departing imminently. Please clear the platform.
Nobody on the platform. This will have to do. Hold still.
Doctor, if this is it, I want you to know...
Oh, shush, Donna. What is this stuff?
Please, Doctor, listen. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Everything we've seen.
We've not seen everything yet, Donna Noble. Come on. Come on.
Oh, Doctor.
Donna!
Bit busy.
It's off! You did it!
I did! Right! And now it's stuck to me! Get back, everyone! Donna, you too!
The Wormhole Express is ready for departure!
It's gonna go off any second!
Give me that, Doctor! I'll get rid of it!
No!
Dad, it's okay! The Doctor will take it!
Bro, you mustn't!
Have it!
Give it back!
I should never have let it slip through my fingers. Or you, Cora. It's all on me, not you!
Oh, it's about to blow! Chuck it down the hole! Dad, throw it!
It's stuck. I can't... Huh? I can't. I love you.
No!
What? I can't breathe.
analyze them. Atom, it's moving and stretching, and I can't.
Cora, you're safe. And I can't escape. I can't get out. It's happening so slowly, but I'm thinking so fast. And no. I know you're safe, Cora. My dear Cora. I'm trapped. And I can't move.
Nobody ever does.
I thought it was an adventure. Something that wasn't just another sunset. They kept getting bigger, the sunsets. It was obvious something bad was happening. Dad was working all the time. He wouldn't talk about it. I wanted him to see me. Just me. Not everyone, not the whole of Vicentia. Just me.
Shh.
I need to explain. He might be still in there. Give me your earplugs, I can hear him.
No.
It would have felt so long to him.
You know, Cora, when I lost my dad, and let me tell you, I loved him so much.
We have got to move. Gully will be looking for us.
When I lost my dad, do you know what his last words to me were?
No. What?
They were, give up your stash of terrible, terrible weapons.
What?
Shush.
I know. I will. I know.
You hid them in Soren's shop.
We'd have been searching those tunnels forever.
It feels like everything and nothing is here. Oh, there! Under there!
By my unfiled tax returns! Here we go. Looks like a couple of dozen.
23, no. 22. I gave them away, but that stopped when I saw... people wanted more.
What now? Wait for Donna to bring the Vicentian guards?
No. All the Time Reavers on Calibris, Cora. It's time. I don't want anyone else but me getting hold of them.
Here, Doctor.
Thank you.
Sure!
Get out of here, Gully, and take your cronies with you.
My men stay outside, as do my swords. A show of good faith. This is where we come to make deals, do we?
There is no deal.
Oh, I'm sure we can do a deal, Doctor. Safe passage through Calibris, past my people.
We'll take our chances.
Really? Calibris is nobody's home, but it is mine. These tunnels are mine. The sweat of passengers longing for home. The dark and the waiting, where every trip takes forever. Where no journeys ever end, and all that's left behind. I belong here, and those Time Reaver guns belong to me!
They have no place on this planet or this universe. I'll dispose of them.
No! The supply dried up just when folk got a taste. Makes them worth a lot. Safe passage is fair price.
There is no price on this.
Then you make me take them!
Donna's back with the guards.
You're outnumbered, Gully.
Those fools won't shoot until they've orders signed in triplicate. I heard there'd been an accident. Who's gonna sign those orders now? Give me the Time Reavers!
Never.
I have in my hand a piece of paper, and it says, I'm in charge. Captain Main set lasers to stun. Round them up.
Doctor, what are you up to?
Hand them over!
That works. So...
now! This is your last chance!
No, Gully. It's your last chance. Your last chance to see a pile of the most valuable, nasty, and downright dangerous merchandise this universe has to offer. But you just missed the window. The Time Reavers are not for sale. In fact, we're out of stock.
Captain, in here! Doctor!
Where's the ringleader, ma'am?
He's just slithered down my trap door.
We'll start a search.
Doctor, what did you do?
He shot himself.
with all the time reavers.
You total idiot! What on earth have you done? Why couldn't you just burn them?
I couldn't risk it. Not in a place like Calibris. Someone finds a trace, copies it. Oh! Only way to be sure is for me to absorb every last molecule.
You could have taken them into the TARDIS, kept them there.
Ow, time modulators in a time machine, you nuts. Ah, it's like forks in a microwave. Oh, here it comes. Let me sit a moment. Don't worry about me, please.
You div!
I am a Time Lord. We are not strangers. Eternity and I.
Get him on pillow. Now. Are you comfortable? Because if you've an itch or something, you know, that's going to be really, really bad. Okay, I'm going to... hang on. I can listen with the earplugs, right? Make sure you're okay. You'll be okay. How long will it be for him? No, don't tell me.
Okay. I better see what's happening out there.
Years? Decades?
And the rest.
Frozen tight for decades. The man who never stops moving. Quicksilver. Oi, you with the pipes. Quiet.
I heard what just happened. Thought I could play him some tunes, help him through.
That is literally the most horrific idea anyone has ever had.
Yeah, all right then. Bye.
Hang on. What's the worst? The most truly terrible piece of music you know.
What, you want something really bad? Seriously?
Just an idea. Play me the worst thing you know, your least favourite piece of music.
Well, I do know this hideously melodic.
Perfect. Go on in. Cora, do you mind the music? You can stay if you want.
No, thanks. I wanted to find out...
Donna, Gully's just been seen in the vent tunnels. It's not far, but the Vicentians won't go in. Health and safety, apparently.
The vents? Yeah. Right.
Cora, wait! Soren, give me a second. Doctor. Sorry, Doctor. I can't let her go and do something stupid. She's just lost her dad and... Well, I'm not abandoning you, but you do the same. I know you would. Look after him.
Sure.
In here. Can't be far.
What are those things?
Venting chimneys. Steam, gases, all sorts coming off the rocket trains down below. Wait! Listen.
He's coming from that one. Come on! There's Cora. She's on one of the ladders.
I see Gully. He's nearly at the top.
Where does he think he's going? It's just a huge chimney.
People park their ships at the top. You're not meant to. It's supposed to be dangerous.
I'm starting to see the benefits of traffic wardens. Teensy bit of admin here and there. Right. I'm going after her. You stay here in case she comes down.
Donna, wait. The vents.
Give it up, Gully. There's nowhere to go but up.
There's everywhere to go.
Get you first!
Cora! Stop! What are you doing?
Made it! Ha! So much for parking regulations! No need for a key when you got acid secretions!
No, you're not getting away!
Want to hitch a ride, little smuggler? Come back another day when I've found a new home.
I kept one back for you, for my dad. One last time, Reva.
Cora, no!
Now that is interesting. Such potential. I have one or two contacts who could make use of that. Learn how to build more. Oh, the places we could go.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
You're not like him, Cora.
Don't shoot.
Listen to your friend. That's it. Finger off the trigger. Come to me, lost thing. You can hit that right after all.
Just leave her alone, squid face.
Quite the squirmer.
Hey, look out. Vent. The chimney's venting.
You heard the man. We need to move.
Doctor, perhaps...
Oh, perfectly fine, thanks, Donna. 10 minutes nap, or 7 centuries. Only I've woken up in a bit of an unforgiving mood. Get back on the ladder and hold on tight.
What about the gas?
Oxygen fuel mix. It's harmless to us. Please, Donna, for once, do as I ask.
The car is in there.
I know.
But she's got...
I know. Charlie, let her go.
Doctor, how are you here?
Oh, me and ladders, lots of practice.
Let go. She stays. She has the last time, Reva. You won't take it.
Stop squeezing me. I can't.
What's done is done. Give me your hand. Dolly, let me help you. I can't move. Cora, we need to get back inside the chimney.
We can't let him get away.
He's not getting away.
How do you know?
Because he's firing his engines in the middle of an oxygen vent. Get down.
Button must reach it. Move this wretched ship. Why can't I move? Why can't I speak? Why can't I stop it? I can't. This takes so long, so long. And if I don't hit the thruster, it's going to blow. I can't reach it. 8 pounds and I can't. It's here. Burning and noise. Can't move. Can't change it. Can't escape. I see it so slowly. The fire, it's coming. Flame by flame. And I can't move. And I can't get away. And it's coming. The flames.
You're going back. You'll be with your people to the end.
It's where I belong.
That's brave.
I need to see my mother, my sisters. I need to be with them. I wish Mother's had never...
Anna.
I want to make her bright. But I can't, can I?
You can make the best of what's left. Bye, Cora. I'm sorry.
Final call. All aboard.
Tickets. Have your tickets ready. Are you boarding, miss? For Cynthia, isn't it? Beautiful place. Oh, those sunsets.
I can't go back. I'm lost. And I don't ever want to be found.
Whatever you say, miss. All aboard! Departing Calibris!
Thanks for the jerry-rig, Soren.
No probs, Doc.
Sorry to leave your shop in such a mess.
That's all right. Reckon there's a vacancy coming up at Vagabond's Reach.
Seriously?
Well, I can't be worse than that monster.
Oh, careful. All monsters think that to begin with.
Is the girl going?
Donna's seeing her off. All of the Sentients are going.
Well, I'll look out for her anyway, if she passes through.
Thank you, Soren. And, you know, go with the blues.
Totally. Blues rule.
There we are. All done.
What?
You know, I thought you'd gone completely insane when you shot yourself with that stuff. More insane.
Thank you.
I mean, hours in an instant. I can't imagine what it's like.
Well, don't ask.
Were you just in your own head? For years and years and years? What's it like in there?
Crowded. I feel older, though. Do I look older?
You look exactly the same, and you always will.
Oh, you've de-wenched.
Yeah. Here's a tip. If you ever want to make time seem longer again, put on a corset. Do you think Calibris will ever change?
I think maybe the universe needs its crossing places, where the rules don't apply. Otherwise, where are us space buccaneers going to go?
You're not a space buccaneer.
I think I have the air of a space buccaneer.
You have the air of a primary school teacher.
Of a space buccaneer.
On non-uniform day. So, where are we going to go?
You know, when I was there, you know what the one thing was that I really, really wanted? I could really, really, really have done with something to read.
Oh, what? First a garage, now a library. All right, I've changed my mind. You've definitely aged.
Oh, you have no idea.
Honestly, it's like a day out with Gramps. Have you seen the past 11 months?
Eternity, I hear you calling, but you will not have me yet.